Hello.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brandon?
Yes, this is Brandon.
Yeah, how's it going, mate? This is Aiden.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Just give me a second, Brandon. I'm just plugging in my AirPods.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, mate, how's it going? Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I was asking, how have you been today? Like, how did your day go?
Today was pretty good. How are you?
My day was pretty fine. Like, I was working usually. And just
That's great.
nothing. I was just thinking, like, you at the first you told me that you're gonna be online 24/7, and you're gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna be online, and you're gonna be back and forth. Like, your turnaround time is a bit like you'll be
Yes.
looking forward to.
So,
But you weren't replying
yeah.
to my
So,
text. I was a little hesitant
right.
about,
So,
like,
let me, right, I can explain that. The last couple days from Thursday to Sunday, I was on vacation with my family. So I wasn't even in my state at the time. So, as you can see, that was really hard to get a hold of you. And
Actually,
also, I had a lot of.
let me tell you something. If you are
Okay.
serious about being an associate at our company, you have to understand that you are representing us. If we are taking fees from our students, we have to get notified, like, has the associate received the payment or not, because we have to align an expert for them, and we have to get their order started. So the problem is, you have to be
Right.
online at least in the working hours, because those are the hours we get almost all the work, right?
Right.
So,
And right.
go ahead.
So, yeah, and I kind of just want to go back to that. I mean, my availability, when it comes to getting payments and processing them, it's 24/7. It's just a call on my other phone. But when I was trying to get in contact with you, that was different. Like, I was getting phone calls. That's a little bit different. I had to make time to get on a call. That was a little bit harder to do.
Perfect. So
Just so I
Brandon,
can
you got
explain
my
that.
number over here. This is the first time we're speaking. So you got my number. Whenever you have any questions, you can just text me. We'll get them on the text back and forth. But if you need something, like, on an urgent basis, you can just call me at the moment. Just picked up as I do any time. So we were ta I want to talk about, you got Zelle, you got PayPal, you got Cash App, and you got Venmo, right?
Yes, and I've also got other apps such as Western Union and just an assortment of a lot of apps. So, and of course, if your customer has a different app that they like to use, you
That's
can pass
correct.
it on to me as well. I can use a bunch of different
Normally,
apps I can use.
let me tell you, we as the students, like, these are the payment methods we offer: Zelle, Cash App, because we also have a payment wall on our website. But that's not for the associates. You're gonna pay us by directly on the link, which I'm gonna provide you after you get the payment of the students. All right? That's not gonna be the case. You don't
Right.
have to go to the payment wall of the website, and you don't have to pay, because that's for the students, right? So we offer Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal. So is it possible, like, we also get sometimes, like, Australian or Canadian clients. So can you arrange an e-transfer? Is that possible?
An e-transfer? Yes, I can get those going as well.
Oh, wow. So I wasn't expecting a lot from you in the beginning, but it seems like you have everything available. So that's going to
Yeah,
be.
so in my, yeah, sorry, just so I can go back, my other company that I did this with, just to give you a little background, I did get help back from another online class corporation. At the time, I was taking a course online, and I just got some help with some classwork and all that. But that's when they offered me the job as a payment associate, and I was a payment associate for a very long time with them. I would probably say maybe my entire summer, so about 3 or 4 months, and I had to deal with a lot of different apps. So people use World Remit or Remitly or apps I've never even heard of. So I went ahead and I downloaded as many apps as I could find. Mm-hmm. I even had to do an e-transfer one time because I was actually in Hawaii for vacation, and they asked me to do a payment there. So I actually went to a local bank, and I had an e-transfer set up. So mm-hmm. I've got a lot of different options. And, yeah, and I can also work 24/7.
So tell me this. What do you do for a living? Are you studying right now? Or do you have a job?
Yes. Right. So I'm a college student. I'm a college student athlete. I work at, and I work in a country club close to my house.
All right. So may I ask what you do there? Like, what's your job over there?
Yeah, so basically I'm just a gym attendant. I just watch over the gym. I make sure everybody puts away the weights. I clean the weights when they're done. It's just a normal job for
just a normal job. I understand. I understand because we shouldn't be like a little bit hesitant about that because the people like when I was you guys age like how old are you?
I'm 19, sir.
You're 19. So I am 31.
Yes, sir.
So when I was your age, kids were a little bit worried, like they were embarrassed that they're gonna do this job. Their friends are gonna make fun of them. But that's not the case. You gotta hustle because if you are hustling, one day you will reach the goal you always wanted. And the people like who weren't doing or thought about they will get embarrassed about all the stuff, they are still at that point. You getting me?
Right. And honestly I think being a payment associate is I think it's really good money for the amount of work you have to do.
Brandon, we have like multiple associates on board with us. Let me tell you how we give them their cut. So we give them 10% of every transaction. So this is the first time I'm getting something from you that you are going to charge like $10 below the payment of $500 and $20 for the payment of $500. So that's going to be good to go. But if you want to get the percentage, like every payment, you're going to get 10%. So that's also feasible. So would that be fine for you, or you want to stick to the $10 below the payment of $500 and $20 above the payment of $500?
So just a quick question here.
Sure, go ahead.
How do your clients get paid? Do they deduct a payment when they send it, or do they have a payment sent to them? How do you get your money to them?
Let me tell you. So let's first suppose you have got an $500 in total of payment that is below $500. So you're just gonna cut all the payments like you have received 100, 50, 70, 120. So you're just gonna cut $10 off each payment, and you're gonna just sum up all the payments in the end. And I'm gonna send you a link. And you're gonna pay to that link, and we're good to go. All right.
Okay. So
because we offer our students like they can pay because they some students are minor, right? Some are below the age of 17, 18, so they don't have like credit card or they don't have the bank details. So we also suggest them the option of payment link. We also suggest them Zelle, Cash App because that's more feasible. You know what I'm saying? So the last thing I need from you is your ID card, like your driver's license. I told you already to leave the name in the picture so we are able to see and recognize that it's Brandon. And we're going to be good to go. And one more thing. Are you going to send it right now? Just send it right now, the driver's license, so I can also attach that to your phone, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I can send it to you. Are you okay with me just sending it over text message?
Beg your pardon?
Are you okay with me just sending it over text message?
No, no problem. This is my personal number.
Okay, perfect. And you're okay with me blocking out, like, my info, correct?
Yes. You talked about it earlier. There's no problem at all. We just have to see the ID card so we can make sure you are from the U.S. You getting me?
Perfect. I understand completely. I'll send it over.
That's the company's policy. I can't do anything about it. That's the requirement on the phone. That is the reason I was asking you on the first note. So
right,
just send that over, and then we can discuss further, all right? I'm waiting. You can just take your time and let me know when you have sent it.
Perfect. And how fast can we start working together? Because I'm ready to go.
So I know you're ready to go. So as I'm just going to attach the card to the form, and I'm just going to forward it to the panel, and the finance department is going to just finalize all the things, and hopefully, as we are done with the registration fees and all this stuff, so we are going to get started like tomorrow or day after tomorrow, maximum. This is for the maximum because the order gets processed within 8 to 9 hours. All right.
Perfect. And if you don't mind me asking, how many payments usually does a payment associate make a day?
It fluctuates between, on daily basis, you're asking?
Yes, I was just kind of curious how much.
Actually, Brandon, we have multiple associates on board with us. So approximately on all platforms that you are providing to us, you'll get a total of an average between $800 to $1,500 a day. All right?
Okay. I just kind of want to cover all my bases here. So basically, I'm okay with doing the 10% deduction policy. I mean, if it works best for you guys,
that's
I'm
not the
cool
policy.
With that. I can work with that.
That's not the policy. I was just suggesting you a better option because that's what the other associates
for sure.
Go after.
For sure. For sure, I definitely understand. I think
if you want to go, listen to me. If you want to go with the percentage, I can get you the approval for the percentage. But if you want to stick to the dollar, $10 below the payment of $500 and above the payment of $520, that's also good to go. It's your call.
Okay. Yeah, I like the 10% deduction.
Perfect.
I kind of just want to make sure.
Because are going to make more money than $10, right?
Right.
You can just simply,
if
we are making a payment of $800 a day, so we can just minus that from the 10%. So this, so how much is it? Let me see. $80 you're making on $800 payment, right? So that's more feasible for you than cutting off $10 on each payment. You getting me?
Right. Correct.
So it will help you get through all the taxes and all this stuff. So have you sent me the card yet or not?
Yes, I'm sending it right now. Sorry, I'm driving.
You're driving right now?
Yeah, I just got on the road. I'm getting the car wash real quick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, perfect.
Just do it very quickly because I should talk to a client. The student is waiting for me. His exam is in process.
Okay. Sure. Okay, perfect. Let me know if that works, what I sent to you.
You sent me on... okay, I got it. Give me a second. I'm just going to open that. Perfect. So, alrighty, I got it. So I'm just gonna forward it to the finance. Just give me a second. And also, we haven't talked about registration fees. The registration fees for associate is gonna be $80. So you just have to pay this registration fees, which has to be attached for the form because that's a policy of our company. and I'm pretty sure they make a lot of money off the payment, so I don't think so this $80 is going to hurt you a lot, didn't you?
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
I'm saying the $80 is the registration fees of the associates. That's just a safe deposit. You don't have to worry about it because you are going to make a lump sum of the money, which are going to be the transactions, right? I offered you a 10%. You are good to go. And we are off now. So you just have to pay the registration fees of the associates so I can get you on board with this and forward your request. All right?
Can I not pay a lower fee? I mean, $80 is kind of... I'm not sure, and no offense, just I haven't really worked with you yet, and I don't know if me sending $80 is just something I'm comfortable with.
Oh, Brandon, don't worry about that because, you know, you are a smart kid. You have worked with all the big firms, so, and working with us, you will have everything in written, like from the official platform of our firm. You will have the official banking receipt of the payment proof which you provided, and as soon as you pay, I'm going to send you the associate confirmation, and I'm going to forward your request to the finance department, and with all the guarantees which I've just stated to you, all right? And also, you're not just giving us cash that we would take and run, and it would be hard for you to believe that. But the payment is going through your bank and would be recorded as a transaction, right? And if at any point you have any reservations with this, that you have the choice to revert from your bank, right? So do understand this is the policy. This is just the $80, which is the fees. But I bet you're going to make a lot of lump sum amount of the transactions.
Would it be possibly? Oh, sorry.
So I was saying it would benefit you further, and you're like a brother to me. You are, you said you're 19 years old, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Brandon, I'm 31, you're 19. So you're like a small brother to me, right? So this is not like, you don't have to be worried about something, because this is just a registration fees, and every associate which is on board with us has paid this fees. This is the policy.
Okay, well, I'm okay with doing a payment fee, but I think I would feel more comfortable, and I think this would be a good idea if we could maybe do a payment plan, like, I don't know, $20 or $40 this month, and I work with you, and then $40 next month, so I could pay you and then pay you again next month once I know that, like, I'm getting work, I'm getting paid.
That's correct. So just give me a moment over the line. Let me speak to the finance. And could you tell me that how much can you pay right now front of the $80 right now?
Okay. Sorry, can I call you back? Or could we figure that out over text?
Sure, we can do that over text. Just let me know how much are you willing to pay up front so I can at least talk to the finance department and get your order processed.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Sounds good. Let me know. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.